Back to Napier, where the damage from Monday's storm is still being assessed. Some streets remain underwater this morning, and the city's mayor, Kirsten Wise, says the focus is on the suburb of Marewa, where it's still knee-deep in parts, and two homes were evacuated overnight. Meanwhile, on Bluff and Hospital Hills, geotechnical engineers have been assessing the stability of the cliffs and several slips that have come down, and they are expecting to report back to the council today. One of those slips came down on a brand new on brand new cars at Bayswater Vehicles, which is at the base of the hills. The owner and principal dealer is Rob Townsend, who joins us now. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Corin. How are you?
Very well. Tell us what happened to you. So you had some flooding, and then it turned out the slip came down on you.
Yeah, we did. So it was a little bit of drama, to be fair, because the rain just kept coming down and down, and we were actually more concerned. We've got a brand new Jaguar Land Rover dealership on Carlisle Street, and our more concern, to be honest, was that there, because it was sort of starting to coming up the windows. It was starting to become like an aquarium. So it's a brand new building for us there, and so we were more worried about trying to keep everything safe than that. And with cars going past, it was, you know, causing big waves. So and about sort of just after 6 o'clock, I sort of said, look, I'm going to go home now. I think we've done as much as we can do here. We sort of had, you know, sandbag type things there, and I'm going to go home and get changed and come back. And so, because it was absolutely freezing cold too, so I drove home, and then on the way back, I couldn't get back into the dealership through Carlisle Street, so I came over the hill. And when we came over the hill, I looked out, I thought, my dad, this car's all moved. And I went in there, and yeah, we'd had a whole lot of big trees had come down, and unfortunately taken out quite a few of our lovely brand new Hyundais and Isuzus.
So what actually covered them up?
No, it actually would have done it. What had actually happened, the tree had actually fallen, the big trees had fallen down, and had come in with obviously a massive force, because it drove a brand new van into a brand new Santa Fe, which then catapulted a brand new Isuzu D-Max through a big, you know, concrete wall. So it was horrific, you know. So obviously all the vehicles have been written off, and which is quite a shame too, because they're all sold ones.
Yeah, how many have you lost?
So we've probably lost four. We've lost probably a van, a brand new Hyundai van, brand new Hyundai Santa Fe, a brand new Isuzu D-Max, and a Subaru Outback.
And insurance, I hope, will cover those?
Well, I'm hoping so. I very much hope so. Yeah, they've been there. They've been really good. They were there at about 10 o'clock the next morning. And as I said, because we had to move a lot of cars out of there, because we had about 60 cars stored in there. So we're just worried in case something else came down. It was actually more of a slip. It was more that the trees had sort of come down off it. The banks, actually, the hill's actually very solid. Because we've actually just done a whole lot of geotech reporting on it for something else, and so we knew that's why it was never a worry for us. But it was always a concern about the big, like, it's these pine trees that grow up there, but they shouldn't be there. They're not natives, and they sort of like missiles if they let loose.
So what will that mean for your premises?
No, it's actually not too bad. We'll need to go back to, we were talking with the council anyway about getting some of these removed, and so we really probably just need to, it's given our thing more credence that they are, as I was only said some sort of 2 or 3 weeks ago, that they do need to come down. And they were worried about what it would look like, and so obviously now it's sort of put credence to my argument that they do need to come down.
Mm. Has most of the water now from around the shop and around your area subsided, or are you still seeing a bit?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It was really the mess. There was a lot of mud and leaves and debris that was left there. So the boys have been, you know, busy steam cleaning the yard, water blasting, things out there. But it subsided relatively quickly, which was good where we are. As I said, it just couldn't cope with the torrent of rain that we're getting. So, but as I said, it's sort of still raining here now, and monetarily it would be good to see it disappear. But we were lucky we had a bit of sunshine yesterday, which really helped.
Yes, indeed. Rob Townsend, thank you very much for that. The owner and principal dealer at Bayswater Vehicles that have lost four vehicles from trees that have come down in slips at the back of their premises in Napier.